for the 22nd of November, 2023. This is Tabletop Talks Games, episode 237. Well, it's been quite a number of months. I think my last installment was in May, and that was on Tears of the Kingdom. Thoughts about that taking over for Magic the Gathering, and also my programming, which for a while did. During the summer, I was pretty much just playing Magic and working on my game programming. But then back during early autumn, I guess maybe even in August, I kind of jumped back into Magic, and don't know exactly what the reason was, but I picked up my Smurf account, or whatever you want to call it, my second account, really, which I created. I don't remember why exactly. I've created it at some point as a test. I wanted to see how fast I could rank up, I think, based on a deck idea I had. It was a Hateful Eidolon-based Lurrus deck, with Lurrus being one of the few, or maybe even the only rare. But I picked that account back up. Made some modifications to the deck and turned it more into my Scoops deck, which I have. So since then I've been playing off and on, and jumping back and forth between these two accounts, so that pretty much when I'm done with my daily challenges and things like that, or the weekly ones, I'll jump over to the other account and make sure that one's done its challenges. Been for, I guess, this last, I skipped a couple of expansions. I guess there were two, I think, expansions around the Phyrexians. So I kind of skipped those, I didn't buy the expansion, the master set, for those. I did so for the first time with my other account, and played through the master set for the new Eldraine, Wilds of Eldraine, on both of them. I guess I jumped in kind of mid or in the beginning of the Lord of the Rings set, but at that point I didn't have enough gems to buy the master set, mastery set for the second account, so I skipped that. But then I was playing enough, usually my usual strategy of playing the daily challenges to earn gold, using the gold to buy entry into the premier draft challenges, which will then earn you gems, and then using those gems to buy the expansion or the master set pass to start unlocking more stuff. So that worked well. Then I've with this new set that just came out, the Ixalan set, I haven't played as much, and I'm going to get back to why that is in a moment. But I did buy the master set, which I kind of regret, because I don't think I'm going to I'm not going to be playing as much to earn up the gems again to prepare for the next one. Although, I mean, it's not a huge problem. I could always skip an expansion here or there. So, but I have been playing quite a lot more Magic the Gathering, and like I mentioned, I started transforming my Lurrus Hateful Eidolon deck into more of a scoops deck. So, put in the Colossal Plows and the Giant Ox, and a bunch of the other mainstays, the Venture cards, the Triumphant Adventurer, and the Precipitous Drop. So we'll have four each of those. Didn't have it immediately, but I was fairly early on able to unlock those. And some cards aren't the same. I've been slowly accruing the different dual lands and such in black and white. So, but I also have a couple of the new ones or newer ones. I put in a few white and red and red and black ones as well. to help with the Tybalts. And now I actually think the version of the Scoops deck that I have on my second account is superior. I think if I have a feeling it's doing better. What are those called? This is the End, I think it's called. From the Wilds of Eldraine set, and I think that's what they're from, and some other cards that I don't have in my main deck. So that's been really interesting to see that I can make a version of it that's maybe even better. That's just by trying different things being forced to try different things. One card that I found was really useful and really fit the bill here is the Selfless Spirit, I think it's called, or Selfless something. I think it's called Selfless Spirit. It is a spirit anyway. And it's a 2/1 for one in a white flying, and you can sacrifice it at any time at instant speed. To give all your other creatures indestructible at the end of turn. So that's really helpful and works very well in a Lurrus deck where you need to always be protecting your Lurrus, of course. So I've unlocked a couple of those in my regular version of the Scoops deck as well. So that's been really cool. But we'll see where it goes. I've been playing around a lot with different decks, and I might get back with another installment soon. So I'm not gonna jump into any other decks at the moment. So, but that's the Magic: The Gathering Arena section for now. So the main reason why I've been cutting back on playing Magic now is not because I've been going back to programming, which I really wish I did, but I actually decided to check out Game Pass, PC Game Pass. There was a deal now coming up on 2 weeks ago where you could try out 2 weeks of Game Pass for just €1. So 10 crowns or a kroner. So that was a deal that was easy to take them up on. So I've been really interested in I've been trying to figure out exactly what I need to be able to stream, if that really works or not. So I thought this was a good opportunity to try the cloud gaming feature, which is in the Ultra version of the Game Pass. So that's pretty expensive. It's around €15 a month. We'll see if I want to continue on that. But I gave that a try. tried out Starfield, and in the beginning it seemed to be working fairly well, but then as soon as I got into my first firefight, it completely broke down. It was not able to refresh in time, and it was really unresponsive just not working. So I gave up on that idea. Started thinking maybe I could, for the games that I won't be able to run on my machine, like Starfield, for instance, maybe I can run them on my son's machine, his dedicated gaming machine. I wasn't sure if his graphics card was up to snuff or not, but I decided to check it out. Turned out his hard drive was way too small for Starfield, so skipped that. But I did install the new remake of Dead Space, and that worked fairly well. It worked well, so I might, if I continue using Game Pass, I might play that on his machine. If I can find a time to do that. It's hard to find the time, but anyway, so I tried that, and then on my machine, I installed Psychonauts 2, which was a lot of fun. It worked well on my machine. Started playing that a little bit, so I'm gonna get back into that at some point. Cocoon was another one I tried. Just tried a few minutes and seems pretty good. I've heard a lot of people praise it, so I'm interested to see what that's all about. Baldur's Gate 3, there's been so much talk about it, but in my confusion when I was checking out Game Pass, I installed Bard's Tale 4 instead, I didn't quite see what people were so enamored about but so after a while I realized that, wait, this is the wrong game. It's not the game that I thought it was. But so Baldur's Gate 3, unfortunately not on Game Pass or for the PC anyway, so skip that one. Also, Pentiment, I just looked at the first few minutes of that. That seems really cool and really nice looking. So I want to try that. And that worked well on my machine as well. So I'm thinking I've switched away from the Ultimate or Ultra version for now. I'm going to use play the standard version or keep on the standard version, which is a lot cheaper. It's like half price or something, maybe €8, a little bit more than half. Want to keep playing the games that I have installed on using that. I gave the cloud gaming function another go because I realized that when it wasn't working was when I was also downloading a lot of things in the background. So I gave it another try, and Starfield was working pretty well. It's a beta, the cloud gaming application, so sometimes it'll bug out and just crash and not run in full screen mode properly or flicker, but for the most part it works pretty well. So I've been playing Starfield a little bit every day now and then, a little bit every day almost, trying to get my money's worth out of my demo time. I think I have up until Friday, I guess, because I think I signed it on Friday, so through Thursday at least I should be able to play it. So see if I can get a couple more sessions in, and definitely I want to get back to it at some point. So maybe I'll sign up again for Ultimate, or I'll try to see if I can install it on my son's machine, if that works, if he gets a bigger hard drive. So we'll see. But I'm back to actually playing other games, not just Magic the Gathering Arena after 3 years, which is incredible. I can really tell that I'm more discerning and picky about what I play. That hasn't changed. That started happening already before. I've also picked up Super Mario Wonder, which I haven't played all that much yet. I want to get back into that. It's pretty fun. But yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be playing all these games. So the good thing with Magic is that I can play it, like if I just have a little while on my PC, I can play without sound, and you don't have to be completely in it if you're just playing pickup games. While the other games, they require some more attention, and usually you'll want to have sound to really get the good experience. But yeah, I think I'm gonna cut it off there for now. We'll see when the next episode is, if it's not months away, and what it will be about. So that's it for now. Bye bye.